Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And good Sunday morning to you. Welcome to Nature Notes with our naturalist and Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and those folks down in Jordan, Minnesota that make the best patio furniture your money can buy. Family-run business called By the Yard. We'll talk to Jim. He'll be calling in momentarily. Denny Long here, though, for a terrific store for nature lovers on your gift list. Cardinal Corner, you got to see this store. There's actually two locations. Now, Cardinal Corner, I say it every week, is not just bird feeders and bird seed either. Lee and Pam and Amy have great taste, and they have filled their stores with beautiful things like jewelry, purses, scarves, kitchen items, home decor, books, wind chimes, so much more, and of course, beautiful and unusual selection of bird feeders and bird baths, bird houses too. Not only made in America, made right here in Minnesota. Also, the freshest bird seed you will find anywhere. And don't forget, stop in for reindeer seed mix and hostess gifts, too. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. You can call them 651-455-6556 or online at cardinalcorner.com. You will find that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning, Jim Gilbert. It is 31 degrees officially here in the Twin Cities.
I'm writing it down, 31. Okay. Well, we're a little colder, 26 here in the northwest side of Lake Waconia. We're located about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. We have very light south winds, and it's partly cloudy in the east, and we've got enough clouds, so we've got another fiery sunrise. We've had these beautiful sunrises lately. Yesterday, Lake Waconia was about two-thirds covered with ice, but kind of about the same this morning. And late in the afternoon, I saw three fishing boats out in the open water. Amazing. This December 2nd. Now we're on the 3rd, and we still have a little bit of open water. Sunrise today, 7:33. So, like I said, right now we've got this fiery sunrise colors. But sunrise, 7:33. Sunset, 4:32. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 8 hours and 59 minutes of daylight. We've lost 11 minutes of daylight since last Sunday, and 6 hours and 37 minutes is the total daylight lost since June 20th. Of course, that was our summer solstice, first day of astronomical summer, and the longest daylight period of the year. Now, Denny, we still have 12 minutes of daylight to lose by December 21st, and that's our winter solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere, and also the first day of astronomical winter.
12 more minutes.
Yeah, 12 more minutes, and then we're going to go the other way.
The other way, yes.
The interesting thing, Denny, is on the 25th, on Christmas, we gain our first minute of daylight.
What a gift. All right.
So, now, I got to go back to this 4:32. I looked at the weather guide calendar, and it's the astronomers put this all together. And 4:32 sunset this afternoon marks the earliest sunset of the year, and we'll have this early 4:32 sunset each day for the next 13 afternoons. That's starting today and counting today and up to including December 15th. So 4:32 in the greater Twin Cities area is sunset up until December 15th. Now, the normal high for day is 31, so we're going to be well above that. Normal low, just 17. Records for today, December 3rd in the Twin Cities, include a high of 62, set 55 years ago in 1962. Record low, minus 21, set way back in 1871, and we have a more modern record of a minus 19, set in 1940, 77 years ago. On this day, we had our most precipitation on record. Fall 1953 was 1.05 inches. And the most snow we've had on this date, about 7.5 inches, fell 83 years ago on this date, 1934. The full moon set at 7:10. I've been watching the full moon going down this morning. It's really, you probably saw it on your way.
Oh boy, did I ever! Yesterday and today, yes.
Oh, it's so bright. Many of us saw the big, bright full moon last evening. In the early evening and throughout the whole night. Now, it's what we call perigee full moon. The closest full moon of the year happened. Right? It's happened right now. And the moon is about 222,000 miles away. And 3 weeks from now, it'll be 30,500 miles farther away at 252,000. These are big numbers, 252,600 miles away. But that's because the moon's in this elliptical orbit. So it's not a round orbit, it's elliptical. So sometimes it's fairly close to us, and sometimes it's much farther away. And this last evening and tonight, we'll notice the same thing, very, very close to us. So it makes it brighter. Anyway, more snowy owls have been seen this past week. One was reported in Two Harbors, another in Duluth, and on Friday one was spotted in Sherburn County. And with the late sunrise, with a late sunrise around 7:33 and early sunset around 4:32 and 4:32 now for the next 13 days, people oftentimes leave for work or school in the dark and come home in the dark. And that's kind of hard to take for us. but I'm glad, you know, I was just thinking about some of these people that I know in Alaska.
Oh, boy.
that have, you know, like 20 minutes of the sun being up, that type of thing. And anyway, we have been seeing ice forming and covering ponds and lakes for the last 4 weeks. But many of us here in southern Minnesota, and we've seen it happen. Like lakes and ponds have become ice-covered, then it goes away, then they're ice-covered, and then it goes away. But I think now with the cold temperatures coming, we're going to have ice covers, and it'll happen because ice forms at 32 degrees. Of course, it's going to be lower than that. And all we need is a calm freezing day or night, and once a body of water reaches 39 degrees throughout, and then the lighter water will be on the top, that's 32 degrees, and ice will form. The ice update for lakes is the first day when at least 90% of a lake or pond is frozen over and stays frozen over for the season. With the much colder weather coming early this week, thousands of lakes in central and southern Minnesota and some of those bigger lakes in northern Minnesota that are still open will freeze over and develop several inches of ice. Now, last year, I'll just give you just a few of these for last year. Interesting. Lake Benton, that's in Lincoln County, way in southwestern Minnesota, and Wells Lake at Faribault froze over on December 6th. Lake Itasca in Itasca State Park, and Lake Titanca at Waterville, and Lake Baconia right here in the Twin Cities area froze over on the 9th of December. And on the 13th of December last year, Lake of the Woods, Lake Winnebogoches, Leech Lake, Mille Lacs Lake, they all froze over on the 13th last year. And I have one more of these dates, the 15th, Lake Calhoun and Lake Harriet in Minneapolis froze over, and so did Lake Minnetonka. During freeze-up of lakes and ponds, I worry about people venturing out on new ice covers. I can't say this enough. Always remember, it takes at least 4 inches of new solid ice in contact with stationary water. That means water not like over a stream or a river. So stationary water for safe walking on, skating, and ice fishing. A snowmobile requires 5 to 6 inches, 8 to 12 inches for a car or small truck. And if the truck is like a big pickup, 12 to 15 inches. You never want to fall through the ice. I've just stepped through the ice a few times here, you know, taking in docks and doing any of that. But the cold water saps body heat 25 times faster than air of the same temperature. And if you're in 32-degree water, a person will last for only about 15 minutes before losing consciousness. This is why just everybody be so careful with this ice and warn others, warn children. Tell everybody about this. If you or someone you know is interested in sunrise or sunset times and other astronomy, plus weather history, information on clouds, ice safety, wind chill charts, phenology with nature notes, be sure to check out the Freshwater Society's Minnesota Weather Guide and Environment Calendars. The 2018 editions of both the wall and engagement calendars are available at book, gift, and wild bird stores throughout Minnesota and in western Wisconsin, such places as Lake County Booksellers in White Bear Lake, the Wild Bird Center in Waite Park, Midwest Mountaineering in Minneapolis, the Wild Bird Store in Waconia. It's right on Main Street. In fact, I'll be at the Wild Bird Store in Waconia today from 11 to 2 to sign weather guides if anybody's interested. It's right on Main Street in Waconia. The 2018 weather guide would make a great holiday gift. The Minnesota weather guides are also can be ordered online. Just go to freshwater.org. It's a great organization. It helps keep our waters clean. Lakes and ponds and our drinking water and all the other waters.
Say, Jim, yeah. You know what I think we should do?
I know. I'm looking right at it.
You're talking about your by-the-yard patio furniture. Yeah. And, you know, this is a great time of year. Who would have thought? I was grilling last night and using the by-the-yard furniture. Who would have thought that December 2nd then we would have this kind of weather? But you know what, Jim and I, one of the reasons we love this furniture, not only because it's a family-run business here in Minnesota, but you don't have to store it. You used to have to put things in your garage or wherever, but you could take back that space now. You never have to paint it, stain it, store it. By the Yard maintenance-free furniture. And you know, right now, as you know, Jim, they've got a fabulous Christmas gift card promotion. For every $100 you spend, you're going to receive a free $15 By the Yard gift card. And a lot of maybe moms and dads, brothers and sisters, trying to figure out what to give mom and dad or grandpa and grandma a present for Christmas. Well, this is a great idea. Let them pick it out. Get them a gift card and let them pick it out. And a lot of folks, as Jim knows, a lot of folks call after Jim's show to order that catalog. Do that at 877-220-0448. A lot of folks, as I said, call after Jim's show. And it's a recording, so just leave your address. 877-220-0448. Or online at buytheyard.net. Visit that showroom. Jim, doesn't that give you a great idea or two down there?
You know, the showroom is huge. But you walk through it, and they have these settings, you know, like a patio setting, or what would it be like on your deck, or what would it be like near a lake shore, or whatever. And you get so many great ideas.
And they're great people, too. Family run.
They are.
All right, 877-220-0448. Or check it out on the web, buytheyard.net.
Just along 169, not
yep.
far from Chaska.
No.
If you're heading towards, say, Mankato or St. Peter, just that way, just a few miles out of Chaska, and then it's over to the left.
Easy drive. What else do you have this morning, Jim?
Well, David and Mary Brislance, who live on the ridge above Lake Superior at Lutzen, report that pine grosbeaks and common redpolls come to their area feeding stations. In addition to the many black-capped chickadees, red-breasted nuthatches, and several woodpecker species, Mary and David have a barred owl that comes each night for chicken scraps. Now, I asked David one time, where do you get all these chicken scraps? He says, from a meat market. But anyway, he said, and they have several flying squirrels that come for peanut butter and sunflower seeds and peanuts. It's so much fun to watch flying squirrels. And you know what? flying squirrels are as common as, say, gray squirrels. So if you've got gray squirrels coming to your feeding station, I'm sure that you've got flying squirrels coming. And you can shine a spotlight on the feeder, and that will not bother them, and you can watch them come and go. It's just the neatest thing. And they generally come quite early in the evening, you know, within an hour or two after sunset. Ray and Marlene Simon, who live near the Cannon River on the edge of Northfield, note that yesterday they had 15 species of birds coming to their feeding station, including American tree sparrows, 8 northern cardinals at one time, and black-capped chickadees up to a dozen at a time. An opossum visits their feeding station each day, and a belted kingfisher patrols the river. Pocket govers are still active. Their piles of soil can be used as potting soil. It's just incredible how it's mixed up, you know, and it's just out there, and go out and use some of it. The last soybean field in their area was combined this past Thursday, the November 30th. That's in the Northfield area. And the last cornfield they saw combined was on December 1st. Hopefully, everybody who wanted to get their corn in got it in. Diana and David Herring from the Waterville area have appreciated the beautiful, colorful sunrises lately, and I'm looking at one right now. As of yesterday, flocks of blackbirds. Now, the flocks are made up mostly of common grackles and some male red-winged blackbirds. These flocks are still around, but they're soon going to be disappearing and going much further south. And into Iowa first, then Missouri, and then further south. At about 6:30 a.m. on Wednesday the 29th, David heard coyotes howling near their place. We get to hear that eerie sound here, too. Every once in a while, you hear the coyotes howling. Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault report yesterday Cannon Lake was mostly open, and there were quite a few common golden eyes and redheads and scallop. These are some of the ducks, plus ring-billed and herring gulls. Last Monday, November 27th, they saw a late to hibernate medium-sized American toad on the paved part of the trail at Riverbend. I should comment on that because toads dig down into the soil. They're in the forest soil where it's a little looser, dig down into the soil, and they spend their winter hibernating underground. Julie Brophy from Victoria notes, she says there's a tug of war between thawing and freezing on Kelzer Pond. One day we'll have a cover of ice, and the next day the wind will come up, and the temperature will warm up, and the ice will be gone. She says, you know, with the warmer temperatures ending, and we're expecting these colder temperatures to come, finally Kelzer Pond should freeze over and stay frozen over for the winter.
It's going to happen this week for sure. Jim, we're just about out of time, but we did get a text I wanted to throw at you. We feed robins, cardinals, finches, woodpeckers, sunflower seeds, and suet. With colder weather approaching, should we make changes to what we feed the birds?
Nope, same thing.
Same thing. All right, good. That's easy enough.
Get one of those heaters for your bird bath.
There you go.
Bath heater.
Well, Jim, have a good week, and we'll talk to you one week from today.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning with more Nature Notes here on 830 WCCO. As I said, 31 degrees, a few clouds here on CCO.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.